Robert De Niro, Trump a nasty little bitch and his supporters are crazy. By Joshua Kaplan on December 14, 2019. Leftist actor Robert De Niro attacked President Donald Trump as a nasty little bitch and vowed never to portray the president on screen in a wide-ranging interview released Saturday. Speaking to the New York Times, De Niro, one of President Trump's most virulent Hollywood critics, explained he would never agree to play the president because he believes he's an awful person with nothing redeemable about him. "I never say that about any character," the Irishman star then claimed. Robert De Niro also lashed out at President Trump's supporters, stating he has people who follow him who are crazy and want to do crazy things. "Trump has people who follow him who are crazy and want to do crazy things. What we're doing in film, it's like a dream. We know it's not real," the 76-year-old judged. "There are people who will take anything to be real and that we have no control over." The president is supposed to set an example of trying to do the right thing. Not be a nasty little bitch. Because that's what he is. "He's a petulant little punk," he fumed. "There's not one thing that I see in him or his family, not any redeeming qualities. They're out on the take. It's like a gangster family." De Niro's remarks come after he floated South Bend, Indiana. Mayor Pete Buttigieg and former New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg as possible White House candidates that could defeat President Trump in 2020. "I like Bloomberg. He's an adult. He's a grown-up," the Meet the Fuckers star told CBS's Late Show with Stephen Colbert. "We just have to get past this, get over the hump into calm waters. And, so, to me, Bloomberg might be the one," he added. "I love Buttigieg, I like so many people. But we need to get past this horrible situation." De Niro had his hopes crushed this year by special counsel Robert Mueller after he cleared President Trump of criminally conspiring with Russia during the 2016 election. The actor previously predicted that Mueller, who he portrayed on Saturday Night Live, could imprison the president for a long time. Earlier this year, he falsely accused the president of being a white supremacist. "If he had his way, we'd wind up in a very bad state in this country. I mean, the way I understand it, they laughed at Hitler. They all look funny. Hitler looked funny, Mussolini looked funny, and other dictators and despots look funny," he told The Guardian UK in January.